This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. Let's be honest, scrolling through social media can feel like falling down a rabbit hole of endless content. You know that feeling when you start with a simple scroll and suddenly 2 hours have vanished? It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim those precious hours and cultivate a healthier relationship with the online world? Today, we're diving deep into the tricky topic of social media addiction and exploring some powerful strategies to break free and build a more mindful online presence. You might be thinking, Jake, I'm just checking in on friends, staying up to date, or even connecting with like-minded people. And hey, those are valid uses. But when it starts consuming your time, affecting your sleep, or making you feel anxious or inadequate, that's a red flag. It's about finding balance and recognizing the impact it has on our well-being. So, how do we navigate this digital landscape without becoming slaves to our screens? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim control. First up, awareness is everything. Ever heard the saying, you can't fix what you don't acknowledge? It's true. Start by paying attention to your social media habits. When do you find yourself reaching for your phone? What triggers those urges? Maybe it's boredom, stress, or even FOMO, that fear of missing out. Understanding your patterns is the first step towards breaking them. Next, set realistic goals and boundaries. It's not about quitting cold turkey. That's rarely sustainable. Instead, start by reducing your screen time gradually. Maybe aim for 30 minutes less per day or designate specific times for checking social media. Treat it like any other appointment, important but limited. Third, curate your feed intentionally. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, envious, or pressured. Fill your feed with inspiring content, creators who uplift you, and communities that align with your values. Remember, social media should be a source of positivity and connection, not comparison and stress. Now, let's talk about mindful engagement. Instead of mindless scrolling, actively choose what you consume. Ask yourself, does this post add value to my life? Does it inspire me, inform me, or make me laugh? If the answer is no, don't feel obligated to keep scrolling. It's okay to take a break and engage with something offline. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones. Finally, remember that real-life connections are priceless. While social media can be a tool for connecting, it shouldn't replace face-to-face interactions. Make time for friends and family, join clubs or activities, and nurture those meaningful relationships that enrich your life. Think about the last time you were genuinely lost in conversation with someone, laughing and sharing stories without distractions. That's the power of real connection, something social media can't fully replicate. Imagine this, you're at a dinner party, engrossed in conversation, feeling present and connected. Suddenly, your phone buzzes with a notification. Do you reach for it immediately, or do you politely decline, choosing to stay engaged in the moment? That's the power of breaking free from social media addiction, the ability to choose connection over distraction, presence over scrolling. So, are you ready to reclaim your time and cultivate a healthier online presence? Start by implementing these strategies today. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that you have the power to create a more fulfilling and balanced life, both online and offline. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to social media? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on Instagram at Dopamine Detox Challenge. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey towards a more mindful and intentional digital life. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you thrive. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.